have to understand that the climate crisis we face is maybe the most challenging one in a lifetime. And this requires that all the countries are devoted to achieve carbon neutrality, but at the same time, they need to be nature positive. Today, the second largest cause of emissions is basically deforestation and negative land use. Almost 1 million species are endangered, and that 69% of the world wildlife has been lost in the last decades because of this. So if we don't do anything to protect nature, we're going to be lagging on all the indicators that we are supposed to achieve by 2030 or by 2050. I think that the world is going to see in the next decades what I consider is going to be the climate-driven migration, because we're going to see raising sea levels in many communities, and we'll see habitants from different countries trying to find a shelter or a better place to live. We're going to see big cities in countries that are pretty much developed also facing the increase in the sea levels and increasing temperatures. We're going to have extreme heat situations in different parts of the world. So we have to be prepared for that. And that also is going to trigger conflict. Now, the question is, can we prevent it? I believe yes. And how can that be prevented? By accelerating climate action, by accelerating the road to carbon neutrality, by accelerating the nature-positive solutions. The best indicator of nature-positiveness is that countries must declare a minimum of 30% of their territory as a protected area. With that, if we're able to effectively protect and connect the rural communities by not only reforesting, afforesting, and improving the positive coverage and protection of land. You don't have to be a rich country to do it. You just need to have the political willingness.